And welcome back to Purple Passion, Brent, Kyle, J-O-N-Q, and our Twitter question for this block. Will Adrian Peterson break Eric Dickerson's rushing record? A couple of records actually could go down here in the final 2 weeks as we take a look at those. One, of course, being the single season rushing record. The other, the single season receiving record. So AP going, try to chase down Eric Dickerson and Calvin Johnson there in Detroit, looking to track down Jerry Rice, and both within shouting distance. First, how interested are you in watching the last couple of weeks to see if these guys could do it? But secondly, do you think either one can break the record?
I am a lover of records and people challenging them. I think Calvin Johnson, what he's doing, you're talking about guys purposely trying to take him out of the equation for Detroit. And you're talking about going up against the Chicago Bears, who actually shut him down. He had less than 50 yards receiving when he first played Chicago. But it is at home. And I know that Matthew Stafford, that's his go-to guy. Yeah. He's going to target him, and he has the ability to come up with the big plays. I hope he gets 2,000 yards. I think that would be phenomenal to see him do that.
Yeah, well, and he only needs 182 yards, which you only need, right? But
he could definitely get that
in the two games. So Matthew Stafford hasn't been playing as well the past couple of weeks, so that's interesting to see what happens there. The matchup is tough. But, you go back to Adrian Peterson. This guy continues to perform. Mm-hmm. He needs average over the next two games, 147 yards, which is a lot to think of as a running back when you're going to be keyed on. You know it. But the guy continues to do it week in week, after week.
And, J.O., you've been around some record-setting performances from running backs. You've blocked for these guys. How stoked would you be as a lineman going into these last 2 weeks knowing your guy has a chance to break it?
Well, as someone who has been in a pursuit race like this, back in, 03-04 with Jamal, 2066.
Yep.
I can tell you this. He needs to have a successful week this week because you don't want to go into the final week needing 165, 170 yards. You want to go into the last week needing under 100 yards, because I specifically remember when those Pittsburgh Steelers came in here that last game of the regular season, they were not going to let Jamal Lewis break that record on them. The second half, they put 12 people on the line of scrimmage, all right?
They took the penalty, but there's no way you're running.
They weren't letting it happen. So, he needs a successful week this week to have a chance.
How incredible is it? This guy's coming back from a knee surgery. He's, by all intents, not even supposed to really be playing. This is incredible.
You're talking about him blowing out not just the ACL, MCL. I think he had his PCL as well. For him to do what he's doing, you talk about that freakish body that he has, his ability to recover, and he's done it, I should say, since week one of the season. It hasn't been like, he's warming up. He has made tremendous cuts in a hole. He has got guys hanging on. He's bouncing off of tackles. His ability to separate from guys, I marvel at how he's been able to come back from that injury.
Ed Block Courage Award winner is my vote.
It's league MVP winner.
He's one of the great stories in the NFL this year. All right, let's go around the league, and there's really only one game we're going to look at this week. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, both teams still a shot at winning the division. Both teams thinking about the playoffs. Bengals have won 5 of 6. They're the hot team right now. Not Pittsburgh, it's Cincinnati. How do you see this one unfolding?
Honestly, I think Cincinnati, they're desperate, but they're playing with a level of confidence, and they're not really banged up as far as injuries. A.J. Green is doing a phenomenal job on those outside lanes. Andy Dalton is getting him to rock. And the fact that you got Ben Jarvis Green Ellis doing a fabulous run after contact, I can't stress that enough. And if he can get into the secondary of Pittsburgh, which, by the way, is hanging on by a thread, I think they've got the backup plan because of all their injuries. I think this is a game where Cincinnati can steal it from them.
I agree with you. I think it's definitely their momentum is going to carry them forward. Pittsburgh right now is a bit reeling. It's kind of like the Ravens are. They got to figure out where they are. But as far as that defense for Cincinnati, that's coming on, and I think that's what's going to be the key for them.
They've been playing well, but Andy Dalton's 0-3 against the Steelers. I think he's averaging under 150 yards passing. So he's kind of got to prove to us that he can step up with the big boys in the division. But I do think, like you guys, that this the opportunity for Cincinnati. It's ripe for the picking for them right now.
You're talking about Dalton stepping up with the big boys. The big boy, Big Ben, is 13-4 against Cincinnati, so he's had a lot of success. And both of these teams need to win out if they want to win the division. Obviously, one of these two teams is going to win this Sunday, which, when you look at it for the Ravens, it sets up for quite an interesting final couple of weeks here.
It will definitely be interesting. Real quick, as far as Big Ben is concerned, I think he really kind of lit a fire under him and the controversy with Todd Haley as far as play calling is concerned. I think that's where you're not seeing drama at Cincinnati, but you're seeing that drama at Pittsburgh. I think their identity of who they are as far as even Rashard Mendenhall being suspended because of conduct detrimental to the team. You know, we talked about the injuries. I think there's a lot going on there in Pittsburgh rather than in Cincinnati.
And by the way, I think we've seen enough drama in Cincinnati over the years. Wouldn't need anymore. It's fine that some other teams are dealing with it now. By the way, watch the turnover battle. Pittsburgh a minus 14 this year, Cincinnati a plus 3. That could be huge. We'll take a break. Coming up, I've had a giant game in Baltimore. We'll break it down here on Purple Passion.